Good afternoon. This is Dave Grossklaus from Dorsey & Whitney, and I'm here with my colleague, Chris Kuhn. We're taping this for folks to try to give some brief background and inform folks as to a gubernatorial proclamation with respect to Iowa Code Section 347, Spot 14.4, that generally relates to providing for short-term financing for operations of a county hospital. I'm going to ask a few questions of my colleague, Chris, and we'll work through the answers here, and hopefully this will be beneficial to everybody. So, Chris, welcome. My first question is Section 347.14.4. Chris, can you just give us a brief analysis of what that statute has provided for over the years for county hospitals?
Thank you, David. That statute provides that a county hospital in Iowa can borrow money for purposes of improving, maintaining, replacing the hospital or hospital equipment, and that can be secured solely and only by the hospital's revenues. So we have financed many hospitals over the years, but this is really viewed as bricks and mortar in terms of authority to borrow money.
Very good. And so obviously we find ourselves in a situation with COVID-19 and hospitals needing to very quickly find an ability to financed some cash flows and operations. So my second question then is, how does the governor's proclamation with regard to this statute help county hospitals try to accommodate those issues that they're running into in these times?
Yes, David, the governor's proclamation on March 31st temporarily suspends a part of the statute we were just talking about. That proclamation allows county hospitals to borrow money for operational purposes, so not just bricks and mortar. And it allows the hospital to borrow that money secured by revenues or other assets of the hospital. This temporary reprieve is until April 30th, unless the governor extends the proclamation or terminates the proclamation earlier.
Great. And Chris, last question, if you could just elaborate a little bit, maybe with an example. So how might, what's just the practical impact of this proclamation for our county hospital clients?
It's a very important impact for those county hospitals, especially during this time, that are needing to borrow money for operational purposes, cash flow needs, which under the current statute, without this proclamation, the county hospital would not be able to do that and secure that with the revenues of the hospital, or to even borrow money not secured by the revenues for operational purposes. So as an example, a county hospital now can seek a line of credit from a local bank and secure that with a piece of equipment, an investment account that is or isn't considered revenues of the hospital, and that allows additional flexibilities for county hospitals during this difficult time due to COVID-19.
All righty, thank you, Chris. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Again, this has been a short update on Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds' gubernatorial proclamation with regard to Section 347.14.4 of the Iowa Code with regard to county hospitals. To the extent you might have any further questions, please feel free to contact myself, Dave Grossklaus, at 515-699-3287. Or Christina Kuhn at 515-699-3273. Thank you, be safe, and have a great day.